Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. Man, what a crazy weekend it has been. Paul, man, I know you had a crazy weekend. Saw you were hanging over there with the Wody Nation.
Already, yeah, man. We was having fun in the boot in Louisiana. Shout out to LSU. LSU, Alabama. It was a hell of a game, man.
Wait, so you cheated on U of H?
No, I just went with my homeboy back to his old stomping ground. Man, see, there you go, man. They already getting very mad at me on Twitter.
That, man, did you get any hate?
For everybody on Twitter, let me tell y'all something. U of H does not play UT. I can't tell you one time they ever played UT. U of H does not play LSU. When have they ever played LSU? U of H does not play Texas A&M. You know, they in completely different conferences. Man, stop being mad that I'm representing with my homeboys. All y'all out there, man, whoever, man.
You know,
man.
You know what Paul's sounding like right now? He's sounding like PMC. And look at here, man. A Bentley ain't a 300 ain't a Bentley. Yeah. A Geneva watch ain't no Rolex. An apartment ain't no house.
Yeah.
Nah, but. Man, I saw y'all, man. I was following y'all, you know, social media, and then I saw that you were with Big Daddy Bregman.
Big Daddy Bregman, what's up,
man?
Baby?
So I know he was out there at the LSU and Alabama game. And you were with him, man. So I was like, damn, this Paul's living the college life right now, man.
Paul went back to the day. I was about
to re-enroll, bro.
I was waiting for the dumbass that's gonna open up a Topo Chico and have it spill all over his fucking self.
Skeet it all over you, bro.
Dumbass that doesn't know how to say Topo Chico, but we gonna let
him
go.
The fuck it is. But hey, so I was waiting to see a video of you doing a shotgun.
I did, bro. I shotgun a Red Bull.
A cake stand?
Oh, mama, I shotgun a Red Bull.
You shotgun a Red Bull,
look,
bro.
I ain't never shotgun anything in my life, right? I ain't even know how to do it. So they was like, hey, we're going to shotgun a beer. But, you know, I don't really drink unless it's people's champ beers. And we didn't have any. We was all out. So I said, shit, you know what? I'll shotgun a Red Bull. So I popped a hole in it with the knife. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Obviously, I did it wrong. But I tried it. I shotgunned the Red Bull, baby.
Yes, we need to get.
I sawed off shotgun the Red Bull. I ain't completely shotgun.
We need to call up, man, and get. You need to call. You need to call your boys and let them know whenever the next party is. We can get them a. We can get them a keg of People's Champ, man.
Man, yeah. Bro, you know what? I didn't even think about it when we left because I brought some of the Monet with us.
Man,
I should have brought some People's Champ beer, bro. Man, it was loud. I ain't never been in no game like that, bro. It was like the bro. You remember when we were at Alabama Auburn? We performed for the frat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember how it was just crazy down there? Yeah. It was like that. It was like the atmosphere. But to be able to go to the game, go on the field, go in the suite, all of that, the red carpet treatment. Man, it felt great, bro. You know, of course, being with Bregman, you know, they going for sure roll the red carpet out for that boy. So it was, you know, I was just a hanger on. You know, they wasn't rolling the red carpet for me. They was rolling the red carpet for him.
How was it? How was that? Like, what was the vibe like after they got their ass kicked? Was everybody mad, pissed off, or they didn't give a shit?
They just got drunk.
They didn't give a shit. They just got drunk. Of course, some people were mad, disappointed. It was a complete blowout.
Did you see that Alabama guy on TV? I mean, I don't know.
Which one? Hurst or the...
No.
Tua?
No, it was a video of an actual guy from Alabama. He was a fan. I'm going to find it, man. I'm at the play. Y'all going to be like,
nah, but you
got to
describe what it was.
Nah, I can't. It's undescribable, bro. Y'all just keep talking. I'm about to find it.
I did
it right
see
now.
The Marlins man, though. I took a selfie with the Marlins man.
I saw that. He must have a million jerseys.
Yeah, because he was fresh, bro. I was wondering that too. Like, damn, I know he ain't wearing that same jersey.
I think
jersey
he's a millionaire or something. He got to be a millionaire because he sits.
I think he was
every fucking game. Yeah. He's, man, that's like.
I think he was like
dollars.
A lawyer or something, and then he got the story I heard, which is maybe not all the way exact, but something along the lines of he had cancer or some type of disease, and then he was like a lawyer, had a lot of money, and he was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna live my life. Cause he only had like a certain amount of time to live or something. I think he exceeded the amount of time. I think he might have beat. I don't know exactly. I mean, hey, I don't know. I just know that, you know, it started off with like that, him going everywhere representing for his team, the Marlins, and now he's celebrated. Everybody who see him is like, oh, hey, it's the Marlins man. Everybody know who he is. So it's cool to see that, cause you know, especially you think about, you know, I saw him at the World Series on TV, Dodgers and Red Sox. You know, those are some vicious fans. Yeah. So you know, you really gotta have some nuts to go into those territories being fully. Dick, oh, here we go. That's it. That's the Bama man.
This is it. So this is it.
Look. Well, an LSU fan came stuck his fake in my booty.
What?
Bitch, I don't play that shit.
I'll play it again. Listen. Look.
Record that. Well, an LSU fan came stuck his fake in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that shit.
See, that, so this was a
that's some
this
kind
was
of,
a guy at an Alabama game, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it because Boosie was playing it, right? On he did a live, and Boosie was like, "Man, them boys down in South Baton Rouge, they on blah blah this or that." That's and he played, and I was like, "Damn!" So I saw, I thought this shit was fake, and I saw it. It was actually an Alabama fan. He had an Alabama jersey. Everybody knows the game was at LSU. He said, "They." I say, "Damn!" So, got, Paul, did you experience anything like that?
He got the Louisiana. he got the Louisiana hot pocket.
You know? No, you know that guy. Actually, so this guy went viral because I looked into it. So this guy went viral, and the next day he made a video, and obviously he was drunk in this video.
Yeah.
And so he said that an LSU fan came and stuck his hand, like his fingers.
A credit card check?
And the crack of his ass, I guess. But, you know, through his pants and then slid it down or up. I don't know. But the guy has since gone viral. I don't know how he's ever going to be
Look at
able
you.
To live life yeah, like this.
Nothing like that happened to me, thank God. But I got to be honest. He looked a little intoxicated.
He was very intoxicated.
Yeah.
A lot of that goes over. Like, man, college tailgatings are worse than the NFL.
Yeah.
Man, like
They said it was a 400,000 people in the whole tailgating and inside the stadium. Or something like that.
That's what they live for over there, though. It's like, man, that's like, you know, they got the Saints. And LSU. Well, that's all there
when
is
we
to
went
do
to Grambling, when I went down there to Grambling with my nephew for a visit, their tailgating was crazy. And this is, you know, it's not as big as of a college. Yeah, it's nowhere near the size. But I was like, damn, this shit was crazy. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but, hey, did you guys, on another note, did you know everybody's
today,
voting?
Junior.
Everybody's voting?
Yeah.
Did you go vote?
I can't vote.
No.
I voted.
You can vote.
I voted.
If TV Johnny can vote, anybody can vote.
He got grills. I don't.
They ain't got shit to do with it. See, you playing?
Nah, man. You know,
making jokes and shit.
I'm just so ready for this to be over, man. Because all the
so why didn't you vote?
Well, because I didn't do my research enough.
Okay,
you know, and I'm reading online saying that I can vote on the state and local. I just cannot vote for president. And then I'm hearing other words where they're saying, nah, man, you can't vote at all, you know?
But who told you you couldn't vote?
No, I'm just reading online. I've been reading up on it.
I know you said it said you can vote on state and local, but then,
yeah,
and
then
you
said
saying, somebody.
I'm hearing different, you know, contradictions and stuff like that. And I was like, man.
You were reading it or you hearing it? You keep saying hearing means I'm talking
it.
To you like
I was
this.
Reading
okay.
it. I said I read that I could vote.
I know, then you said, but I was hearing, so I thought maybe one of your homeboys.
Well, they were contradicting each other, basically. So it's like, man, I'm just like,
well. Yeah, maybe it was one of, you know, we all got friends that, you know.
The thing they know everything.
Yeah, so they might have been like, nah, you can't vote, but they don't even know.
Yeah. So, you know.
I will say this, bro. When I went to vote, it's very intimidating because, you know, it was only maybe two or three names that I even recognized on the ballot.
Did you vote like straight ticket?
Nope.
But see, that's what I was hearing a lot of commercials that said, hey, just vote straight Republican.
Man.
That's what they were encouraging. Straight Republican, straight ticket. Because they're scared. A lot of people are scared to say, hey, don't vote for this candidate. But this candidate's like done some messed up stuff.
Yeah, but my thing is like, vote if a Republican. There are good Democrats and there's bad Democrats.
Yeah.
The same
sides.
With Republicans.
Right. Both sides.
You know.
Yeah.
You can't tell me they're all good and they're
right,
all bad.
Yeah. Like, so that's not so voting straight ticket is kind of like,
that's like playing Russian roulette, man. You don't know.
It's almost like
happen,
if you don't know what you're voting for, then why even go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that because everybody says every vote counts. But shit, if you don't know what you're voting for, then hell, it's almost like, you know, if you're not educated on the politics or what that person has done or their views, you could be voting for a Democrat who wants to take all the money out of the inner city and put it, you know what I'm saying, somewhere else or whatever. Because but I think like we grew up, because I always grew up in the hood where I thought we were supposed to be Democrats. I always thought growing up, if you're a Democrat, if you don't have no money, you vote Democrat. All the rich people vote Republican.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't until later when you start realizing like, you know, hey, because I voted out of party for a judge, but I know the judge. You know what I'm saying? So his son actually played baseball. So I'm like, shit, I know him. I know for a fact if something happens in his court, I can get in touch with that guy very easily.
Right. So it was beneficial for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Not only me, but
So but even like if you anybody, know him, so you yeah, know, you know him, his character, you know what I'm or whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You might not know where he stands on all the policies, so but you know his character.
So basically what you were saying is like, screw everybody else. This benefits me. I don't care what it does for the hood.
It's going to be beneficial for the hood. Because yeah. I might can say, if one of my people end up in his court, hey, I can say, hey, man, you know, I can give a character reference on him, man. He's actually just had a bad life, whatever. Some kind of way, talk to him.
Remind me not to call you if I ever need a character witness. Yeah. Which, he's I had said a fucked up life.
I said a character reference, not a witness.
Whatever. Same shit.
No, it's not.
That's why I voted for Beto, because he trying to legalize it. Or at least that's what he say.
Yeah, but Beto.
Got my vote.
Yeah.
But even Beto, I think you just vote for the lesser of the two evils.
For sure.
I voted.
You want to put the one that's gonna put some Vaseline in, before sticking it into you, basically. That's what you got to vote for.
Well, I ain't going to say all that, but you just vote for the
they're all liars, bro. Politicians are all liars. Yeah, right. So you just got to you got to take the one that's the.
The only thing I didn't like about Beto was that whole. Like, it seemed to me like he should have been him and came out and say, hey, I'm Beto. Even on his commercials, he says Beto at the Spanish accent, right? So I thought he was Spanish, to be honest with you. I swear to God. Like, I thought he was Hispanic. I had never seen him. I would only hear the commercials and TV. I mean, like the ads on, you know, shit on television. Damn. And when he says his name... He says with the he Beto. Doesn't say my name is Robert O'Rourke.
He said Beto O'Rourke.
He could have just said I'm Robert O'Rourke, Irish. I come from a family of Irish immigrants or Irish American or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? And then, but say I stand with you know with the minorities. But, I stand with this. I stand with that. And came like that. But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is.
You know, no, it's like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, man.
He's not Mexican.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's Canadian.
Right.
He was born in Canada, and then he come over here, and then he was accusing Democrats of using the Hispanic names, you know, like basically talking trash about Beto, saying, oh, they have to change their name to Hispanic names to attract the Hispanic.
I don't respect him because Ted Cruz. Said,
Ted Cruz's real name is Rafael
Eduardo
Cruz, and he changed his name to Ted Cruz. To what? To try to attract the white vote. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's like, dude, come on, shut the hell up.
Yeah. And then, man, I can't respect him because Trump, like, called him out, called his wife ugly.
Everything.
Like, and now you standing there.
Shaking hands.
Jim Carrey ate his ass up. Did you see that?
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that tweet.
His ass.
Jim Carrey. What you feel about the Saturday Night Live skit that went wrong?
I think old boy is just using his.
His disability? Well, the Saturday Night Live guy?
No. The Saturday Night
guy.
Okay, it's
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, okay. The one that was dating Ariana Grande.
No, so Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live guy.
So, well, for the past month, he's been like just riding Ariana Grande's coattails, basically, because, you know, they were engaged. They split up. So, all his bits have been about all the stuff that happened between him and Ariana Grande. So he's just using that to make ratings and all that stuff. So he said he was basically making fun of this. I don't know what he's running for, but he's from here in Houston.
Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah, from Houston. And he lost his eye to an explosion in the Middle East, you know?
You know something about him? I read up on him a little bit. He did three tours.
Yeah.
Over there he's a former Navy SEAL. He did three tours before.
Navy SEAL?
Yeah, before he got the IED explosion, his interpreter who was with him stepped on an IED and exploded right in front of his face and completely destroyed one of his eyes and blinded him in the other eye. He then gained his sign back. Then he went back to do two more tours after it. So, I mean, that alone to me is like, man, it's you know, it takes a hell of a person to be able to maintain. I don't know his political views and all of that, but,
I don't respect the fact that he made fun of him like that, but I'm also looking at the other side. Nobody knew who he was before that.
Until now, everybody knows who he is. Right.
So now he got so much... He got like the best publicity he could have ever had. So it's a 50-50 on that one.
You know what? One thing though I'm thinking too is the joke, it could have been funny, but at the end when he says, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever, but whatever.
If he
wouldn't have said that, if he would have just said, man, he looks like a hitman in a porno. Because that's actually kind of funny. If he would have went on to say something else, oh, I'm just kidding, it's all love. But he dismissed it as whatever, he lost it in war. To me, I just felt like that is what made it atrocity to insult not only him, but any veteran who was in war or injured in war. So I'm just like, man, it could have been so much more lighthearted if he would have kept it lighthearted and not just been like, I know he was lost it as a veteran or whatever, but whatever, you know, if he would have left that out.
Because I know a lot of people don't like to speak politics, period, right? And I respect everybody, right?
No lie, it makes me not want to.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Well, both of y'all, but more so you, Paul. No, because you don't vote, so it's kind of like you don't really have no stance.
Oh, so now I don't
shit.
Count now?
No, you don't count. So it's like you're not even here at this moment.
I'm going to go sip on my Topo Chico then.
Topo Chico.
Today, Junior.
So, listen, if you cool with somebody, right? I ain't going to say y'all BFFs, but you know, like you fuck with them, you supported them in different ways. And then you find out on social media, they say, all right, guys, make sure you go vote. Let's keep Texas red, right? How does that make you feel?
Sometimes it depends on who it's coming from, you know, and maybe it shouldn't be this way. But, you know, if it's somebody I know a certain way and I see them going, and if I don't expect it, then it's like, man, what this fool doing is in it. But, you know, at the same time, everybody has their right to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. And one thing that really just, it kind of irks me and it just really just disturbs me about the whole process is how we're so divided and it's like we're pitted against each other like it's a battle, like it's us against them.
It's like you said, Crips and Bloods. Like yeah,
It shouldn't be Republicans versus Democrats. It should be, here's what I stand for. This is what I want to do. Vote for me if you agree. You know, at least that's my perspective. I'm not a politician. I know when you run for office, there's a lot of other factors that come into play, especially sometimes they say, well, it's the super PACs putting out the ads. But I made a commitment myself personally that I'm not going to vote for anybody, no matter who it is. I'm not voting for anybody ever, ever. If they put out negative ads about somebody else, because I don't care what the other person, man. All the negativity, they all got skeletons in their closet. That might be true. No lie, that might be true. But I'm just like, man, I can't vote for somebody if all they gonna do is talk down on what the other.
I think
person
they all run slander campaigns though.
Man,
just from these elections, I learned that I wanted to beat the crap out of all those politicians. Just because how much hate they taught me how to be a bully, basically, because that's all they're doing, teaching hate and bullying each other. Another thing is, you hear how much money they spend on running commercials? The only winners are the TV stations, because I heard Beto O'Rourke, it cost him $70 million for his campaign, $70 million. I'm talking about like that. I'm like, dude. Right now, I don't want to vote for either one of y'all because y'all are wasting money.
Right.
How y'all going to act whenever y'all get into office? You know what I'm saying? And then another thing is, who the hell pays for all those damn I voted stickers?
That's a lot of votes. I was thinking the same thing, bro.
Because that's a taxpayer's money, man. That's a lot of stickers, bro. That's the taxpayer's money. And they putting a lot of marketing behind that. Like, you notice how they're like, oh, make sure you post your sticker, you know, all this bullshit. I'm like, fuck all that.
That's
shit. Who's paying
stickers,
for all that,
bro.
Man? The taxpayers.
But I will say this, too. I voted for Obama twice.
Yeah.
I voted for Mayor Sylvester Turner. And then now I voted in this election. So four times.
Yeah.
All four stickers look exactly the same. So they might be getting them in bulk from China.
Well, and that's another thing, too. So somebody ran a hell of a Facebook post and it ended up turning to an ad.
It was Russia.
Russia. No, it ended up turning to an ad on Sylvester Turner, right?
Oh, yeah?
No, but this was, I know that, like, this is a friend of mine's.
Oh, okay.
But her shit ended up going viral, bro, because she just talked about all the, because she was on campaign. She was on board with Turner. Like, okay. She was like, man, boom, boom, boom. But she was just like, man.
It's not the lady that got busted with using the emails and all that stuff?
Nah,
Hillary?
Nah.
Oh. There was one of Sylvester Turner's.
That wasn't Sylvester Turner. Sylvester Turner. What's the girl's name? Yeah, Sheeta Jackson Lee. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly. Jackson Lee. Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. Shout out to my girl Sheeta.
Nah, she did get caught.
OG Sheila, what's up?
No, she got
she did get caught.
She was holding.
Moving on.
Yeah,
she got caught. Nah, but Sylvester Turner.
I know I'm a hypocrite.
Like, this person just wrote a bunch of.
I know I'm a hypocrite.
This person wrote a lot of good shit.
Damn.
That made me go back and look at stuff, right? Like on Turner that he promised that never did on this and this and that. And I never even knew, like, unfortunately, and I found this out today when I went and voted, I couldn't vote on Prop A or Prop B. Like, I couldn't vote on it.
Why?
Right.
Because I'm not in.
Oh, no.
I'm
not in Houston.
Because you early. Same thing happened to me. When you early vote, if you early vote at a, you can, now true, you can early vote at any location, but you can only vote on those things. You can only vote for governor, for, you can, like, Sheila Jackson Lee, all those things you can only vote for if you vote in the district where you're registered. Wherever you're registered, you have to vote in that specific district. Yeah. Otherwise, you can't vote on Prop A. You can't vote on. See, they don't tell you that. Yeah. I'm in there at the polls. I voted right here in the Heights at Lodge 88, whatever it's called. And I vote on Beale Street.
Is that a motel?
That's what it sounds like, right? Hourly.
I went in there, voted. And then I'll go to submit my vote. I'm like, wait a minute, where's Prop A and Prop B? And then I call for help. And they come over to help. I said, man, where's Prop A and Prop B? And they was like, man, they said, oh, yeah, you're not voting in your district. You can't vote on. And I'm like, well, damn, ain't nobody tell me that. Now that I'm already voting too, I can't leave. If I leave, my vote count. So
see,
it's like,
I can't vote because I'm not in Houston.
You're in Humble, right?
I'm in Humble.
Yeah.
Right. So because I'm in Humble, it didn't count. But now,
see, that's why me too, because my vote was registered at my mom's old address out there.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So same thing for me.
But it was crazy because I'm like, man, look, I really
wanted to vote.
This, yeah, because I read the shit, you know, and I was like, damn, you know, I had no idea. I saw firefighters complaining, right?
Yeah.
But I had no idea that a police officer would make $60,000 and
get an extra job and get more.
Yeah, right.
And a firefighter like
$30,000 a year,
yeah,
bro.
They're underpaid, bro.
A new, but then you should have saw, like, you know, just like all the reasonings and. But this is, and I didn't know this until, like I said, some of the stuff. So I had to look. So I even started looking at. Like at our mayor, like, damn, man, that's crazy. Like,
but it's been going on before him.
Oh, it has.
It's been mayors before. Yeah.
It's been that. But I just did not know that there was such a huge like gap in pay for those two.
Yeah,
like because they're both city officials. But it makes sense when was that you? Yeah, that was you that said. Was that you that said that
some firefighters work
as security guards?
Yeah.
So that was you. Okay. I was trying to remember who the hell said that. So I was just like, damn, man, that sucks. And then like she was saying, vote Prop B because basically, long story short, this money, they don't want Prop B to go through. If it goes through, the mayor is gonna have to give them a huge raise.
Yeah.
And he has money that he wants to use for other things, right? But if this goes through, he can't use that money for nothing else. First, he got to take care of these firefighters.
And his thing that I heard is that the mayor said that, well, not the mayor, but they're saying that if Proposition B goes through and the firefighters get their money, about 600
police
officers are going to lose their jobs.
Going to be laid off. I heard that too.
And to me, that's BS because you can't be threatening people. Kind of basically, that's
right,
like a threat saying, well, look, if you vote for Proposition B, the streets are not going to be safer anymore because we're going to fire this police. No, that's BS because you take a pay cut, Mr. Mayor. You take a pay cut. All the
but
stupid
nobody
stuff,
would. I wouldn't take no pay cut.
But see, all the stuff that they're wasting money on like stupid trips and all this, like we're trying to get so-and-so to come to the city for, they're going to bring millions and millions to the city if they come here and hold their conventions and all that. What good is that going to do if the city is not safe?
Yeah, I think they wanted the money for the like the streets. They said to build,
they say
like the flooding and the streets and all that shit. But it was funny because 288 flooded the other day again, and
they had
been flooding for the last 20 years.
And did you see that video that
Mexican
worker?
Dude?
Well, it doesn't even matter what race he was. It was just a city employee or construction worker, and he just went over there with his hands and just pulled a couple things, like a tire. It was
now,
a
you
tire
know what was
thing.
Funny was the,
wait, what
the
happened?
News.
Like, you know, the drain was clogged up with a lot of stuff, and 288 flooded, and it flooded.
So, like, instead of it being, like, if it's four lanes, they were only able to use, like, one. lane because it was flooded. It was just water all right there. So this guy just went out there. He put out a bunch of like trash. Yeah. It was like,
we did
a,
like
was
what like we did on South Lee.
Yes, exactly what we did on South Lee.
We saved the hood, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was funny because the lady the lady from Channel 13 was like, she was up top, like on the bridge, and she was like, hey, screaming at him, like, come here. And he was looking like, at first he didn't hear her. And then when he finally saw her, she was like, come here. And the dude was looking like, he threw his hands in the air and pointed and was like, I can't leave. I'm trying to, what happened, he'd unclog it and then all the water would rush and all the debris. So he'd have to clean it again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's crazy at the end of the day.
Hey, they need to give him a little bonus, man.
Well, that's what they were saying, man. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, but they were talking about him. But bro, how about, I mean, not to jump off the politics shit, but I know we have a lot of problems with United Airlines, but Delta Airlines.
Oh, about I kind of heard the news about somebody, was it Skit or the diarrhea one?
Diarrhea.
And the seats were dirty.
The
and
dog they, duty?
Well, they don't know.
They said, oh, okay. They said originally it was like a, they said it was a service animal who was there, but that might just be an excuse.
Well, the problem was, is they, because I just read the article today, was first they said it was from a golden retriever, right?
Blame the
then
dog.
Then they said, then someone else said an older gentleman had an accident when the plane landed.
Oh.
And then they said something else, some other type of dog. So he doesn't really know. So long story short, just tell you guys what happened. A man sits down on an airplane, Delta Airline. He's a million miler, and he's a medallion. He's the highest. He has the highest membership because he flies so much. So he sits down. So he's first class, of course. Sits in the chair. He's waiting. Starts smelling something, and so him and other passengers are like, "Damn, this something stinks."
He starts checking his ass, sticking his hand in his ass. You know, like
the first thing you do when you smell something, you look at your shoes.
Right.
Yeah. So he happened to look at his shoes and he saw that there was shit all over his shoes. Not only was it on his shoes, he also noticed it was on the back of his legs. So him and the next, no, he was wearing pants.
Oh, okay.
But him and the next passenger, because he was a businessman, right? So him and the next passenger, the person next to him noticed, oh, that shit's all over your seat, right? So what they had smelled was already there.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets crazy. The man jumps up, tells the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Now, every airline is supposed to have a biohazard waste cleaning set or supply.
They're supposed to clean after every, like the plane lands.
Well, they knew that it was there. So the flight attendants had already known because the first thing the man said that they said to him was, oh my God, we told them to clean that.
What is it like?
So they gave
him.
So they gave him some paper towels and some gin, drinking gin,
Bombay,
the alcohol, to go to the restroom and clean off the pants.
Okay. I thought the alcohol was like air. Just
that's what I would have done. I'd have drunk that shit.
So the alcohol was like disinfectant.
The alcohol was a disinfectant.
Well, so to an extent, because it's not 100%.
Yeah, right.
So the stewardess is basically in the flight attendants, and then he got off and went and spoke to the manager. But what ended up happening was, first, they just told him, man, just get off the plane.
Yeah, didn't they handle him kind of a
certain
way?
They did handle him. That's why I got so much publicity, because he took a picture of it, put on social media. The only thing that kind of saved him was there were like 4 or 5 other passengers that say, yo, this shit stinks. Y'all need to clean this.
This is the shittiest flight ever.
So they went and they just cleaned it with some napkins. They didn't use no disinfectant. Yeah. They didn't use shit. The man said he waited outside. The manager came, basically told him, look, this flight's leaving. You can either get on it and sit in the seat because it was sold out, or you're going to have to stay here. But he couldn't. He had places to go. So he had to sit on the flight smelling like shit, basically. And it was probably the worst flight. I'm sure that was the worst flight he ever had. And Delta basically was just like, we're sorry. No, they offered him 50. They offered him 50,000 miles, and he was straight up like, yo, I can't even book myself a ticket. I fly first class. You know, this is not enough for me to get a first class seat.
And the fact that I'm paying you to sit on shit.
Bro, I would have sued. Fuck, I don't want your. I'm suing.
You know how nasty that is?
Bro, I'm going to the doctor.
There's got to be some type of trauma,
bro,
for flying again.
He took a 4-hour, because he had a connecting flight to Tampa. So he flew from wherever to Miami, and then it was like a 4-hour, however many hours, to Tampa or wherever the hell it was. He said he was so traumatized by the flight, He took a 4-hour Uber, bro. A fucking, can you imagine what his bill was?
Fuck
that. A 4-hour Uber.
Delta about to pay
man,
that bill.
They gonna have to come I off mean, the bridge.
Well,
bro.
So let me say this: we've been having our problems with United. The same, something similar happened to me. I sat down in a chair in first class, and there was somebody's old hot tea napkins, all kind of shit. When I saw hot tea, it was a weather change as well going on. So the first thing I immediately thought was the person sitting here before me must have been sick. And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to sit where all this trash is and they sick and get whatever germs and then get sick as well. So I stood up, said something to the flight attendant. She, of course, completely disrespected me, tell me I gotta sit down or whatever, about to call laws on me and all kind of shit. And I'm like, are you serious? There's trash in my seat. This ain't mine. And I had just sat down, and then finally somebody came, whatever, they had whatever. And then I, you know, of course they didn't give a fuck till I posted something on Twitter. I posted something on Twitter, then United all on my nuts. Oh, how can we clear this up? Of course they didn't. They try to offer me like 1,000 miles or some bullshit. I'm like, man, fuck them. I don't know miles. I just don't want to be disrespected when I alert you that, hey, I just sat down on my seat and there's a whole bunch of trash here. And I'm like, man, you know, it couldn't have been mine because we had just sat down. How am I gonna have a United Airlines hot tea when I just sat down and they haven't served no drinks or nothing? So it was there obviously before I had said it was all kind of snacks in the seat, all kind of shit just on the side between the armrest and the window. And then of course, you know, but the worst part about it is how they handle you when you tell them about it. Yeah. And it's like you have the option of what am I gonna do? Because at the end of the day, If you stand up for yourself, they're going to throw you off the plane. So it's like, shit, I got to get to where I'm going. If I don't, I'm going to miss my show. Or I'm going to miss, I think at that time I was going to a Grammy meeting or something. So it's like, man, I'm not going to be missing the Grammy meeting. So, you just suck it up and just deal with it. But it's complete bullshit how they handle you. But I will tell you this, man, we've been looking at other airlines like, because, man, it's like, shit, what are we going to do? We got to find somebody who's down with us. We definitely not going to Delta now. But I will say this. Southwest stepping their game up, man.
Southwest has definitely stepped their game up.
Southwest just needs to get some first class seats, man.
Nah, because look, it's ways around it. All you got to do is make. You can actually just pay the little 20. I don't mind the seats
for the early bird.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If they get first class, then to me, it's gonna lose that whole appeal. We used to call it the Greyhound of the sky. Remember?
Right. Used to be the Greyhound.
But bro, I'm telling you,
Now it's the limo bus of the sky.
Man, for my wedding.
And that was the Sprinter
man,
of the sky.
Man, there was about 40 of us, 45 of us on the flight. Damn. We were going to fly United. The only reason we didn't fly United was in flying Southwest, you get 2 free check bags. Yeah. So we had so much shit because we were staying there. So we ended up flying. Man, the whole plane was like wedding party people.
I fly between United and Southwest. Those are my 2 favorite ones because they both got something that benefits, you know. If you're going to like Las Vegas or something, of course you want to take Southwest, you know. If I'm going to like out of the country, I'm going to go United because it's direct flights. Right. I don't like going from here to Dallas you got to go somewhere else.
We go out
else,
the country.
You know?
I like that Lufthansa, man. Lufthansa. All those airlines. Like those foreign airlines, but motherfuckers are nice.
But see, they go into the country like that you're going to. Like when I go to Guatemala, it's either like United, Delta,
Delta. You probably have to go to Atlanta, probably.
Yeah,
right?
And stuff like
that's
why
I don't like.
That's
the number one reason why I don't like flying Delta is anywhere I want to go in the country, there's always a connection to Atlanta. So if I'm going from Houston to Denver or Houston to Los Angeles. Man, who wants to fly from Houston to Atlanta to Los Angeles? That's like an extra 4 hours on a trip, man.
You're going the opposite way.
Yes.
And that's what it is. If I'm going to Guatemala, it's like me going to Atlanta would be pointless because that's adding like another 5 hours.
Or even going
like
to Dallas, bro, is an extra hour there plus an extra hour going back down south plus whatever layover it is.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, too, about Southwest. The best thing I like about them is also the number one thing I hate. Is their attitude. Man, they treat you like if there's a problem, they're super friendly. They're going to help you.
Yeah.
But, man, they're so bubbly on the plane. It's so annoying, bro. It'd be like they got all the jokes. And, hey, how you going? We're going to Antarctica. Oh, just kidding, guys. We're going to Las Vegas.
But you gotta give it to them. At least they're trying.
Yeah, they are trying.
They're not giving you no crappy attitude.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what do you want? Do you want to be bothered? You want to be left alone? Because on these other airlines, they're gonna leave your ass alone. You're gonna have to bother them if you want something.
You know, the funny
Southwest
shit,
gonna be
Bobby ringing the shit out that bing.
No, the funny shit is like I feel like that about CeCe's Pizza. Whenever you walk in, hey, how you doing? Welcome to CeCe's Pizza.
happy. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Why are you so fucking happy about? Not no more.
You eat CC's pizza?
Not no more. I went in there one day, and then I was sitting there eating. I saw a girl, you know, scratching her cooch and her ass, and then she just grabbed barehanded the pizza. I was like, hell no, man. I ain't doing this shit up in here. So
I don't CC's.
Yeah, I don't. Like, really now is like, I've cut back on buffets after that. I was like, dude, you don't know how many dirty people are in this world, man.
Yeah, bro, them buffets. And in, if you really think about it, how easy is it for any one of us to contaminate the food?
Oh, yeah.
To scratch, I'm going to stick my finger. I used to have a homeboy used to do this. This shit is so disgusting, bro. He used to stick his finger in his butt and then go into a gas station and rub it on random cans. That's disgusting, bro. Isn't that disgusting, bro?
Man, that's nasty.
That's nasty.
Well, I don't know what's worse. That was your homeboy? Or that he did it?
I said I had a homeboy. I had a homeboy.
You knew about it. Damn. You knew about it. Now, that's like the boot.
As long as you leave the orange red boots alone, I'm good.
Did you, man, I was reading, like, it was one of the top stories on Yahoo on today. So I saw about the Delta. There was a guy, he was a promising rugby player. I forgot how old he was. He was like 20-something.
Yeah.
And him and his friends were drinking wine one day. And they
ate a slug?
Dared him. Yes.
Yes. That's all.
And
that
he
story.
Died. He passed away.
But years
away.
Later. Yeah. But it was years later.
Yeah, it was the
right.
The rat lung worm.
Yeah, he had a rat lung worm.
It paralyzed him, bro. Like, it fucked his brain up.
But see, this is where
it paralyzed him. It gave him some kind of...
It just... Sometimes you just gotta be like, dude, stop being so dumb
like
and don't do it every day.
Like, slug is just a little shit where you put salt on and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep. But you take one alive and it stays in your body alive for like how many years and whatever.
Oh, he swallowed the whole thing?
He swallowed the whole thing. And they said that it was the worm, because they said slugs eat a lot of rat poop. So basically the slug had ate the rat shit, and in the rat shit was a worm that lives in the rats, called a rat lung worm, just like it sounds. Shit. It lives in the rat's lungs. And it was the slug had it, and the slugs can live with it or whatever, but it will kill a human or kill anyone else or eat it. So
I ain't
just
need no
by
worm.
Chance,
even if it's a tequila bottle, I ain't need no worm.
So
no worm, bro.
Did they say if he would have chewed it?
Nah, it don't matter. He ate it. It's in there.
Yeah, I don't think it was in him because he ate it and the slug was alive. It just because
it was maybe
in the slug.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Because, you know, they got...
That's crazy.
The a lot of times the worms are like so small and the it's just bacteria and then it grows.
You see people eating roaches like for money and all this shit, and it's just like you don't think.
Hey, man,
that's probably what it was. He probably was watching too much Fear Factor. Hey, like, do it.
That's what happened when you drink wine.
You know, you know what happened, bro? The fucked up thing? The guy who had the idea wasn't even the one who did it. One of the guys was like, he saw the slug and was like, hey, you dare me to do it? You dare me to eat the slug? And the other guy just walked up and ate it.
Ugh.
So it's like, damn, that's even crazy. That's like me, all us talking shit. We see something and we're like, hey, you dare me to eat that? And then somebody else come and eat it and they get sick. Like, damn, that's crazy. But that's a lot of disgusting shit going on.
That's like sushi, man. I don't know how you can eat like some raw
sushi,
stuff.
Bro.
But like,
I ain't gonna lie.
But see,
I like
don't.
You like the raw sushi or the like,
man,
the rice rolls?
No.
I like the rice
rolls.
The first time I had sushi, we were at MTV.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
It's a duck in here.
You let them slugs out, huh?
baby.
So we were at MTV, bro. It was like, man, bro, we had been up like in the fucking morning. I'm used to eating breakfast early to start my day. It's like 10 o'clock. They like, oh, yeah, well, there's food. It's coming. So we had already been working since like 6 o'clock. We were doing like doing a media run. We were at the MTV office. Man, all I remember is they brought this fucking sushi and we were looking like, what the fuck is this?
It was like sashimi or something?
No, it was the sushi rolls.
Okay.
But it was just the cucumber rolls, right?
Oh, that's a good.
So we was with Latrice Burnett.
What up, Latrice?
Yeah, Latrice. She
Tricey,
got that VP.
Up, baby?
You know she's the VP over at Island, right?
Hey, give your boy, man. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Give us a record deal.
September 28th, bro. She became VP.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Check. Well
Latrice
deserved,
Burnett.
Man.
Yeah, she been
one of
man,
the greatest people we
grind,
had ever
bro.
Worked with, man. Great-hearted person, man.
Beautiful person, man. Beautiful definitely. Spirit. Was always happy.
Yeah, thank you for everything you did for us. Thank
man,
you.
Always
we love you
out.
For life.
Yeah, back
always
to the sushi,
out, man. But so
I tagged her so she can sign us.
I tried it. I had no choice, right? Yeah. So I tried it, but they fixed it up for us, though. And then I tried it. I think you might have ate it, but I know Neek, Neek was like, hell no, because Neek was with us. Neek
wouldn't eat any food that was white.
And Neek wouldn't eat nothing white. Like, no kind of, no mayonnaise.
No
mayonnaise.
Chicken or nothing?
Ranch dressing.
No, not, like no, no sauce. Like, white sauce.
Oh, white sauce.
Okay. Yeah, so
he must have said the undercover brother.
That's
right. Man, like, he wouldn't eat no white sauce. This is before undercover brother, though. Shit.
Nothing.
He would not eat
no mayonnaise, no tartar sauce, no... Nothing.
But since then,
somebody must have done something to him with that. That's
yeah, but since then, bro, I eat like raw tuna, like the tuna, the pepper tuna, smoked tuna.
See, I can't do fish. I don't even like fish to begin with, and I couldn't do like raw food like that.
I got
bro.
Bougie with that sushi shit, bro. Like I really started eating that shit. Like I knew it.
And
I
mean, it's expensive too, man. It's expensive.
It ain't that expensive though. I tell you what, though,
you know I got the best sushi.
What?
7-Eleven, bro.
Oh, you tripping. I was about to say, you going to have that tapeworm.
Especially
I'm asking for that rat worm.
Got a tapeworm.
Huh? Trying to get that rat lung worm.
I'm trying to get the tapeworm.
Especially if it's his homeboy going in there and putting all his hands all over it.
What's that 7-Eleven? Hey, that shit was crazy, though, man. So, Chile, man, let's talk about something, man. I know you're going to want a little talk about, man, your Texans, man.
Man, hey, man, they looking good. Every game is stressful as fuck, but you know what? We're winning. I don't care if it's a dirty, ugly win. A win is a win.
Keep squeaking
now
by.
We just broke a record. I mean, we just set a record of starting the season 0-3.
I think it happened since it had
76, I think.
I thought it was later than that.
Well,
no?
it was in 70s. The 70s.
I don't know.
So now that we've won six in a row.
After starting the season 0-3.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And, you know, we got a bye week this weekend. So.
And we got Thomas. Hello.
Thomas did his thing, man.
I think it's going to take a while, you know, for to sink. But, bro, just to have DeAndre Hopkins on one side and have, Demaryius Thomas.
Did you see they had that meme? Well, it was like a picture that they all took.
Oh, with all the H and everything after the touchdown.
Yeah, it was at the touchdown. They took a photo. It was like four or five of them.
Yeah.
And they said, and somebody said, they posted a picture of a guy looking at a phone with tears in his eyes. And they said, Will Fuller's at home looking at this picture. Like,
oh, that's dirty.
And they had a guy with, I was like, oh, man.
Man, but see, you know what? The crazy thing is, man, that shouts out to Will Fuller, man. Hopefully, wishing him a speedy recovery because, you know, he tore his knee up.
What is he? What was that movie called, Unbreakable? What's the other man called? Glass?
Invincible or
Invincible? No, was it Unbreakable?
Bruce Willis, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah. What's the other guy called? Mr. Glass, right?
Mr. Glass.
That's Mr. Glass, man. Fuller's Mr. Glass, man.
That boy's like cotton, man. He gets hurt,
shit,
man.
Bro.
You know? But you know he's good at what he does. So hey, man,
he's
just
fucking fast as shit.
Yeah. But you know, we have a bye week this weekend, so it's gonna be good for the guys to get some rest and recoup. You know. So it was a good game, man. It was close. Keenum almost got us, bro.
Yeah, man.
Keenum almost got us.
Shout out to Case Keenum, man. I know a lot of people around the NFL be dogging him out on the shows and everything, the commentators and shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
He be persevering, pushing through, man, representing U of H, go Cougs. Man, shout out Case Keenum, man. Hey, keep doing your thing, homie. We rooting for you. Whatever team you go for, we're going to cheer you on, man.
Hey, man, the dude is a fighter, man. You know, you got to give him respect. Look what he did in the
Minnesota Miracle last year, yep.
And, you know, and for them to disrespect him like that and say, nah, you can leave. We're not gonna sign you or offer you a contract.
Case Keenum.
Oh, Keenum.
And now you see the Vikings ain't even doing nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But man, you know, what y'all think about them Cowboys, man? They looking
that
like
that was a disappointing game. You were a Cowboys fan, bro.
Listen, this is the only time I ever root for these sorry motherfuckers.
Oh, playing
last
against
night,
the Titans?
Because they were playing the Titans.
Yeah.
And these bastards. I watched the game, bro, and it was tight. And I was, bro, Dak's Prescott sucks.
If he threw that interception, then
that motherfucker sucks, bro.
It was like downhill from there. Bro.
Like, he's terrible. Like, because this is his third year.
Yeah.
He had a great first season. You know, they all, like, right now, Watson fell into the first three games.
Yeah.
The first probably four or five games, let's be honest, Watson looked like shit, bro. Doing interceptions. He had the streak of interceptions.
But he had to get back into groove.
But it was, but I'm just saying, but he looked like shit. So regardless, well, hell, they're saying the same thing about Prescott. Like, he just got to get back in the groove, you know, by this or that. Uh-uh. Motherfucker there sucks.
He lost a lot of people's support, like, you know.
I'm glad he sucks, though, but I'm just saying, like, last night I wanted their ass to win, and they failed me. I couldn't imagine being a Cowboys fan, bro.
I mean, you know how they're old.
But
Amari Cooper. They got Amari Cooper.
Oh, yeah,
Cooper,
yeah.
You know, so that's where everybody was like,
he
scored a touchdown.
But, bro, they've only won, like, one or two playoff games in the last 25 years or something stupid?
Yeah, it's
what is it? That's ridiculous,
I think it's like
bro.
Three. But you know, it's just like, you know, they like Jerry Jones is their biggest problem.
I don't think they're going to fire Garrett because
Already said that midseason he's not going to change coach.
But that's what I'm saying. But I think because Garrett is letting Jerry Jones call the shots for the most part, and
well, there's no coach that wants to go and be a puppet like Garrett is because really you got to give. Jerry Jones is the owner. Yes, we know. He's the boss and everything. But you got to have a backbone at least and say, hey, look, this is my – look what Gruden is doing over there. And
nothing.
He's tearing the whole team up and building
bro,
it from the ground.
Bro, I thought – I ain't gonna lie. Now, that was shocking because I thought the Raiders with Gruden was going to do something, bro. Because, you know, Gruden be calling them plays when he was when he was sitting on ESPN or whatever the fuck.
He's like the new John Madden players. On ESPN.
Yeah, he was like, man.
Boom, and then boom, and then boom, boom.
What I would have done, I would have done – nah, I bet you them guys like, man, that motherfucker didn't know what he was talking about.
It's just that he's doing his system.
Yeah.
He don't put up with crap, man. And, you know, all the little stuff that people are doing.
We're going to see because, you know, I heard a lot of people compare it to when the Cowboys traded Herschel Walker for the picks and then they ended up getting Emmitt Smith or whoever else they got with those picks. You know, but so it's kind of like, well, we'll see who they get, which also is a little to me like.
But Cowboys traded away picks to get Cooper.
No, I'm talking about like back in the days when Jimmy Johnson was there.
Oh, yeah.
Before they won all the championships with Troy Aikman, a lot of people thought they were crazy for trading away Herschel Walker, and they traded away Herschel Walker to get the picks. So they're saying that. So Gruden, of course, is like, you know, he's building the Gruden culture. A lot of people are saying, too, that. The organization as a whole, since they're moving, they don't really care about their record. They just want to have a good transition with the fans. And they know the fans are going to be all in for Gruden, no matter who the players are. The fans are all in on Marshawn. Now, if he trades Marshawn Lynch, I think there's going to be a big uproar on the fans.
I don't think so.
You don't, bro.
I don't think so.
The fans in Oakland, when I tell you they I know what you're gonna say. They're going to Vegas.
They're going to Vegas.
But it's still the same thing, bro. I'm telling you, you go to anywhere in the Bay, bro. The way they love Marshawn Lynch is unreal, bro.
They love him from there.
Because he's from there. He's playing for them.
Bro.
Huh?
They only love you when you're producing. Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that because when he's turning up on the field, all of it, that's what I'm saying. Like
when you're winning and doing it, they love you, bro. Fuck that. They're not happy with that record.
I'm telling you because I've been out there to see it.
No, 1-7.
Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, the fans want to have a winning record, but winning record or losing record. The fans are all in on Marshawn Lynch.
Whether
he produces or not.
We're not even going to have to worry about this because he already said that he's not playing.
He ain't going
in Vegas. He's going to retire.
But what I'm saying is.
He said that with Seattle and he looked.
He's playing for the Raiders because he wants to play for the Raiders.
Yeah, he wants to play for them. That's why he's playing.
I'm just saying, though, right until they go to Vegas, if they trade – now, at the same time, now Marshawn Lynch also said this. If he gets traded, he's retiring. So
yeah,
I don't
that's
think,
what I was going to say. No team will take – yeah. No
but
team's going to take
if something
that,
like that happened, like if he gets cut or something, I don't know. He is the heartblood of the Raiders, bro. Like, when I tell you the fans love Marshawn Lynch, bro, it's unreal. But when I see them doing all this for these picks, one thing I'm concerned about – man, I hope they don't draft my boy Ed Oliver, man. We need him here at the Texans, man. Shit, they getting all them picks. I know they're going to draft him, man.
You never know, man. Whoever, I'm going to tell you, they got him at top five pick.
Yeah, I know he's been injured a little bit this year.
He slipped a little bit.
There's a lot of that's due to his injury.
He's still up there.
He slipped, but that's just projections.
Yeah.
He could go higher or he could go lower.
Know.
It just depends on what you need, though.
Which might even be better. He might slip and end up going to a team that has a lower pick.
He was hurt last week, and he got cleared to play against the –
during warm-ups, he didn't even feel
SMU,
comfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers lost. They got in the top. They got ranked again. Lost.
Yeah, lost.
UT
lost. Close game.
But you know what?
Did Texas A&M lose?
They got punched right in the mouth, though, man, because
– I didn't watch the game,
I was watching it. SMU knew – they were like, because they were running right where Ed Oliver was supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying?
But the offense wasn't moving. I mean, at the end of the day, the defense, you can outscore a team.
Yeah.
New England did that to the Texans.
Uh-huh.
They knew our, we knew right. our fucking offense, I mean, our defense at the time wasn't shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They hadn't, they looked like crap. So what did they do? They just outscored us. You know what I'm saying? That's what U of H should have done. One person, yeah, it does affect it. But not like to this, not to where you can't, it doesn't affect the offense, let me say that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the offense wasn't even doing good on the
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so their defense was good.
With Ed Oliver there or not, with him there or not, yeah. these motherfuckers going to score. All they going to do is, because you got to understand, they double team them, but we were just, the offense wasn't scoring. So that was my thing. It was like, damn. So it was good for him to sit out, because at the end of the day, if he needs to, my thing is, don't go out there. Don't try and be the fucking hero
because
this is your
yourself.
Last year. You're going to hurt yourself.
Well, he was burnt. He took himself out because he, during the warm-ups, he didn't feel comfortable.
Right.
He didn't feel something, so he told them, and then they said, all right,
well,
man,
that's
sit
good,
out.
Because,
so,
I mean, man, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it's a business. And they, my boy goes to school. I won't even say the school's name. My boy's nephew, he goes to the school. He hurt his leg. He was one of the top 10 picks in Texas.
Damn.
He was recruited. Went to this college. On the college field, at practice, he's a freshman. He fucked around.
Triple-double?
he ran a route. The other guy ran a wrong route, the other receiver.
Yeah, got injured.
He hit. They ran into each other. The guy hit his knee, jammed his knee. I don't know exactly what the hell it was, but he went and told the coach, hey, coach, man, my knee's hurting. The offensive coordinator was like, well, shit, if you hurting, you ain't no good to me, man. Go sit over there. So he went and sat down. And his knee was still hurting him. So they were calling, you know, how they give you chances in and out, in and out. Well, if you just don't go, you just don't go. So he ran out there. He ran the routes and everything. The next day, his shit's messed up. Well, he found out he tore something in his knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
By going back out there, trying to prove to the coach.
Even worse.
A lot like them player in Maryland, too, who died, who overheated.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. Where so it's just kind of like.
It's a lot of the culture of, you know, you keep
that
fighting.
Toughness.
It's dangerous.
Like,
man,
when you're hurt, you're hurt.
This boy is hurt.
Yeah.
Full scholarship. I talked to his uncle today. He said, man, my nephew said that the coaches don't even check on him. It's just like, oh, you're hurt. You're done for the season.
Well, that's how it is.
But you got to go work out and do your
own
thing.
That's how it is, though.
And he's just like, damn, like, man, they don't.
No, but they don't. You're only good when they need
when they,
you.
Right, yeah.
You know, if you hurt, they don't care about you.
No, they don't.
Like, look at
That's what I'm saying. So don't go out there and kill yourself for somebody who no, don't give a fuck about you, bro.
As a fan, I used to be like, oh, man, he's sitting out. Oh, he weak. Oh, man, he need to toughen up. But now when you see how much damage it does to their body and the long, like, it could be a situation where you sit out the rest of the game, you good the next game, you good. You keep playing, your career is over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely have a respect for any player who's just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to see y'all next game. I definitely got a respect for them.
I mean, you know, if you're professional in college level, I think you got to think about your future. Like my nephew, he'll be texting me, you know, he's in high school in June, and he's like, oh, my back, I think I twisted or something. I was like, well, go to the trainer. No. I was like, nah, don't be telling me that you think. I was like, you don't know nothing. Go to the trainer. And let them check you out. And then they make the decision if you're hurt or not, you know? And I was like, you're just doing that to get attention. You know? I was like, don't be saying that stuff. If you're hurt, go to the trainer.
So did he go?
I don't know. He just stops texting. So
did you play offense or defense?
I know Chile nephew ain't never going to listen to our podcast, but.
Did you play offense? Did you play offense or defense? Love.
I played offense.
Okay,
offense.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Hey, before you do that, can you hand me one of them People's Champ beers of the top row?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. No, on the top rope.
The top rope.
Oh, yeah, my bad. The bottom ain't cold.
Yeah, the bottoms ain't cold.
No.
Okay. So,
ask the question, fool.
Here's my question.
Hello.
May seem a little funny. Nice. But I've heard this from several people. You know how when there's a loose ball and everybody's going for the fumble? Did you see the about 2-3 weeks ago where they caught that player that was grabbing the nuts of the
opponent? It happens.
It goes down in the dog pile.
That does happen.
Man,
do coaches tell y'all? Bro,
nah,
I never forget.
Nah.
There was a guy in my high school. I never forget, bro. I thought he was lying. Bro, this shit, like, this motherfucker said that the coaches would tell him. This was when he was in high school. He told us, man, the coaches tell us when you go down there, grab them, they nuts, squeeze their balls. We was like, man, hell no, bro. Because I played baseball, so we, you know, we ain't had no type of shit like that.
Yeah.
But, bro, then I start seeing the shit as, you know, when you start watching college sports and you start you see seeing like little instances and shit. Yeah, it's like, I was like, man, that shit really does happen, man.
But see, I never heard.
But your coach never told y'all that?
I never heard anything of coach saying anything like that. But I know it happens.
So y'all just do the shit on your own?
They do it on their
own.
Did
you ever do that before? Nah. Don't lie. Be honest.
Do the players wire each other to do that up?
I don't even know. I think it just depends on the player, man. On the player. If they're dirty players.
Maybe they just caught in the moment or something. Like.
But I'll tell you what, man. This happened to one of the running backs in high school.
Sexual assault, bro.
Bro, he was.
No, that's the Me Too era.
Like, dude, we were playing against.
I'm for real, man. Say, man, all NFL players, football players, you need to come out Me Too and call out these other dirty players. Grabbing y'all and sexually assaulting
y'all. Fondling y'all.
Nah, man, let me tell you this story, though. We were playing Katie Taylor, and it was cold as and then, like, the coach, I had failed, you know, so the coach wouldn't put me in, and it could have been my last game, and he was mad at me because I failed.
You hurt yourself when you failed?
No, like, I felt like grades-wise.
Yeah, I know
wise,
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to explain, like, some of these baseball players, you know, they don't know too much about football, you know? Well, anyway, so he didn't play, and then I was in there and I was like, damn, I got to go pee bad. I got to pee bad. But I couldn't leave, you know, during the game. And then the running back hears me. He's like, bro, just pee on yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I ain't even playing. I'm not even playing. I was like, I'm going to be all wet in the sidelines. Right. I'm not even playing. He's like, nah, bro, what you do is just pee and then go to the water and then just spray all the water all over you. Yeah. I said, dude, it's freaking cold. It's freaking cold. And he said, bro, he said, I had to go. But when they were tackling me, this dude just grabbed and squeezed my balls, and I just said, screw it. And I just released it and let it go. So he was feeding the guy. Now, this is.
He grabbed the hose.
Yeah. So this happens.
He
so.
Grabbed the hose and got wet.
Yeah. He got Proposition B.
he got Prop B.
But you know what, man? I think it happens, bro. I think it's just a.
That's crazy ass shit.
You got to. Like, I tell my nephew, I said, man, you play till the whistle, you hear the whistle. Sure. And always protect yourself because you never know what other people. There's people that try to like hit you from behind and stuff like that when you're not watching and shit. So,
bro,
it's dirty, man.
My boy Marcellus Wiley shit on himself one time in a game.
Hey, sometimes, man, if they hit him hard, man, you never know.
Well, he had to go. He was fully suited up. You know, middle of the game, you can't do nothing. Well, fuck it. He just.
So, Paul, tell us some of your. Like your pole vaulting stories when you were like championship pole vaulting.
Oh man, I used to go in on the pole vault. I shit on myself one time. I was just fucking.
He said you got up there and then the stick just landed on that stick.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. In high school, what did you do? Did you do any sports or anything?
Pole vault.
I did do pole vault. I played football.
Pole vault.
Pole vault. I did pole vault. I played basketball, football, and
we did
vault.
Not know. He was a championship state ranked.
I wasn't no state champion.
Bro, we went to his grandmother's house in Austin.
Nah,
we went to his grandmother's house in Austin, and there was a picture of Paul, bro.
I had a nice little comb over.
He had his listen, bro. And he had the pole.
You had the 90210
hair? Yeah, I had no hair. I had no facial hair at all whatsoever.
And it said Texas State champ. Pole vaulting.
I wasn't no Texas State champ, man. Bro. Shut up, man.
Man, listen. You could Google this shit. Google this,
what's
y'all.
What's cool?
I don't know. He won't tell us.
Oh man, y'all crazy.
We were in Austin. We were in Austin, Texas. I don't know if it was when he was in Austin.
Oh, come on, man.
He got to talk on that, bro.
This now he's milling his own.
Crazy, dog. Hey.
That's how you get pink eye, fool. Paul gonna be with his eyes. Damn, that's some good kush. Nah, it's some Paul.
Well, it's good. Why is it only in one eye?
Yeah.
Why only your left eye and feet?
Dude, but you know what the crazy thing about it is? I bet you in that picture, Paul was the trainer. They had the guy that won state and Paul's the trainer.
Yeah, I won state because I was the number one trainer in the state. Nah, let me tell you. I love playing basketball growing up because you could do that anywhere. We used to play basketball in the middle of the winter.
Damn.
Me and Kamina live a few houses down from each other. We love basketball.
Where y'all go to school at?
We went to Jersey Village.
Jersey Village? Yep. Okay.
So we both love playing basketball, of course. When you playing street basketball, it's a lot, you know, you could do you. But when you play team sports, you got to follow the rules of the coach and everything and all the unsaid rules. We went to a school where it was like a very mixed school and there was a lot of people there that was taking the coach to the basketball, the Rockets games and, you know, doing all that. So we didn't have a shot really. At, you know, I'm not saying that's why I didn't make varsity. I'm just saying that it's pretty clear I could be all right playing in the streets, but I wasn't going to have a college career or a career playing basketball. So I hung up my jersey on that.
It worked out for y'all, though, man. Look at yourself. You done good for yourself. Look, a millionaire is doing good for himself, making all the millions, selling, investing in all these tech companies.
Let your boy hold something.
Yeah.
Kimillion, like, give me a shout out. What's up, baby?
Man, I didn't know that he sold one of his companies that he invested or whatever into Pixar or something like Disney for like 700 and some million. I was like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
They said he had that was one he was the I forgot what the hell they called, but the main investor.
Yeah, he was like one of the main.
And then he was just an investor in Lyft. And
yeah, he invested in a lot of tech companies.
He just invested in some stuff when they were smaller. But the actual one that Disney bought, it was him and one other guy. So they were like the chief.
Yeah, so they got a nice little chunk.
So they were like. It, you know, it's a pyramid. It's two people invest, then we get other people with more money to invest, and then so it's just keep going and going. So they were like kind of like
they were doing it smart, man. So
it was a startup. And he's doing what is he doing now? Something called
he keeps telling me that he's not retired. He always tells me that, man, I ain't retired yet. I still got it in me, but he's just busy doing. He's investing in hedge funds.
He just did another app. What was the app called?
Convos. It's basically like FaceTime, but you can have more than one person. It's basically like going live on Instagram. Basically,
yeah. You don't hear about those little apps or whatever here in the U.S. overseas and all those stuff is where you can see them more, man, because
for sure
there's places that you can't get like an iPhone,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Camino, man. Yeah, he's hustle on. What's up, baby?
Man, hey, man, get your hustle on, bro, man. And more power to you, man. Hey, now, I need a job, bro.
Hook your boy with a job, 700 mil. Let me hold something. Hey, I seen a meme recently that was like, you know, they'd be like four people and they'd be like, one gotta go, and it was me, Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Chameleonaire, one got to go. Of course, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to step out just so we can bring Chameleonaire back. Because, man, you know, I always, you know, and back in my mind, too, I always hope me and Chameleonaire end up doing another album together. So, shit, he keep telling me that he ain't retired. So, we'll see, man, you know.
Hey, I think he will, man. Like, I think right now, like you said, man, he's living the life and he's focused on making money.
You know something else, too? I thought about this. I thought about doing this with Eminem. And with Chameleonaire.
Jeez.
I thought about dissing them. Uh-oh. Now, this is before Eminem just put out the Kamikaze. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I hold a lot of respect for Chameleonaire and for Eminem. I'm fans of both of them. Damn. I'm friends with Chameleonaire. I don't know Eminem, but, you know, I got a lot of love for him.
I thought that was your daddy.
He is my dad, but he never came to visit. What's up, man? I don't get no birthday presents.
He didn't say he was a perfect father.
Yeah, he's not a perfect father, but he's my dad, but I love him. But I'm just saying,
your sister.
I thought of me and my boy from Satellite Supply, we always had this inside joke that, man, I'm going to diss them. Just to bring them out of retirement, just to because you know you just chilling good, but then if somebody diss you, then you fired up like, hold on, well, you think you? Oh hell no, it's gonna wire you up. So I thought about dissing him, and this is before Eminem dropped Kamikaze. I thought about dissing him as well. Like, man, I'm gonna diss him just so he can wire up. I'm gonna sacrifice myself for hip hop.
I'm gonna
sacrifice myself just on behalf of hip hop, just to wire him up to come out with just to fire him up to come back, man. So hopefully, man, Chameleon will come back, man.
Hey, don't let us go that route, Camille.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I think y'all that was good, man. That album y'all did, man, In Love With My Money and all that stuff, man.
Yes,
that was a good, you know, I think it would be dope. Houston fans want it. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's one thing about Houston fans. They're real loyal to the Houston artists, man.
For sure. That's a benefit that a lot of times we don't see in other parts of the country with other artists, where the loyalty and dedication of the fans, the fan base, as long as you don't ever go sideways or sell them out or, like, you know, just do
Kanye
something crazy.
Kanye them, but they're good.
You could have a career in Texas for life, just being you, being
Hell
Texas.
Hell yeah, man. You know, so we shout out to everybody, man. The holidays are coming over, man. What's y'all ready for Thanksgiving? What's y'all favorite Thanksgiving meal? Like, do y'all have any? Or
dressing, stuffing. That's my favorite.
I gotta say turkey, bro. I just like fried turkey.
Fried turkey. I think I want to do fried turkey.
Brother be
I was about to say, it depends on who does it, bro. If it's your brother doing it, bro. There's no turkey like Mexican Mike turkey, bro.
Hey, a smoked turkey too, man. I, you know, that's
I used to like smoked turkeys.
Yeah?
I used to like it. But I do like, I like smoked ham.
Okay.
Oh, I love smoked ham. So I like macaroni and cheese.
That's what was good. I like macaroni. Somebody, mashed potatoes.
I go ham when I smoke too.
My sister makes.
I go ham when I smoke too.
Hey, y'all would find Paul in the grill smoking there with the turkey.
What you doing? I'm smoking the turkey.
It's crazy.
I'm smoking the turkey.
Like my brother's turkey, my mom's dressing, my sister's macaroni. So it's kind of like everybody got to show up. I got to eat. It's like, everybody got to come. Yeah. If somebody's missing, it's kind of like, damn, man, you done fucked up my meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, I love Thanksgiving and the holiday time, this time, because I get emotional because, you know, that's when I would get, like, all the family together. The family comes together, and then you get to see, have a good times, you know?
But you have a lot of family here?
Yeah, man, most of it. You know? So, like, I like Christmas movies, man. Christmas movie, I can sit there and just watch Christmas movie.
What do you watch, like A Christmas Story? Because that's my fucking favorite.
No, I've never seen that movie, to be honest.
Man, get out of here.
I've never
serious?
Seen it, honestly. Honestly, I have
bro,
not seen it.
You gotta watch it, bro.
My favorite Christmas movie is Friday After Next.
Yeah, the Friday ones are funny. The Friday movies, Friday After Next.
You can say that your favorite fucking Christmas movie is Friday After Next.
When, what's it called? Ricky Smiley was stealing the toys.
The Santa?
So you're going to say that's your favorite fucking Christmas story. But I used to watch Snoopy. I'll still watch fucking Snoopy.
Yeah.
Like the peanut, little whatever Christmas shit.
It's just there's something about those movies that.
Dennis the Menace. Did you ever watch Dennis the Menace?
I've watched the cartoons. I never watched the Christmas thing.
Like the black and white shit they be having. Yeah.
There's a lot of South Park Christmas stories. Yeah. South Park had a new one they just put out with Mr. Hankey where they, it just came out like a couple weeks ago where. They're basically mocking the Judge Kavanaugh hearings where Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo, he like will get drunk and act a fool. So they're like, you know what, we canceling the Christmas play. And then he goes on trial and he's basically Judge Kavanaugh on getting, you know, all questioned and everything on trial. Damn. And it's Mr. Hankey and it's like, oh yeah, we canceled the Christmas play. Oh, this is it's pretty funny, man.
I like that in this Christmas, with Chris Brown. I like that movie.
See, I like the old.
I like the old ones. Yeah. I like Family Headstone. Have you watched that?
I ain't never seen that.
Oh, that movie will make you. It made me cry.
It's an old
Family
movie?
Headstone.
Or no?
Yeah. It's so what it is you remember that guy that used to play the coach that TV show.
Coach,
Coach from back in the game, right?
Well, it's with him, and then I think Dan Keaton, something like that.
Oh, Diane Keaton,
but it's a good movie, man. It's a good movie.
Madea Christmas is good too.
Yeah, those are funny.
I like the funny Christmas movies. Yeah.
This shit's stupid to me, bro. Like stupid to me.
But when it's cold outside and you can just sit there and just watch TV all day, dude.
You know what I do, movie? And I do it to this day. I would just sit there and I could watch it. When I used to live in South Park, like our house. Everything was in one ass room. Like,
man, bro, your mom loves Christmas too, bro.
Yeah, what? Good. But my mom loves holidays. Christmas, my mom would decorate.
Holidays are dope,
like,
bro.
She'll
bring gift toys to the whole neighborhood and stuff. Like,
yeah,
man.
Like she fucking loves Christmas.
Your mama is Mrs. Claus of South Lee, man.
I know, right? But I would sit there just like the tree be lit up and I would just chill. But I used to do this shit even when I was on South Lee in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But it was easy because I could watch TV and the tree and the living room and the dining room was all in one room. So
you know
it was
what? I never put up a Christmas tree, but I think I'm going to start this year.
Get you one that already is done.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get one this year because, you know.
I think you still got, you can buy, don't get the ones with already got the lights on them. Do that shit yourself.
That's the fun.
Get an artificial tree. The only thing about the other ones, they kind of dangerous, man.
Yeah, because they dry up and everything.
They dry, burn.
But I love the smell. I love the candles, like the Christmas candles.
Well, you know what we do then, because my mom loves the smell too. You can just buy, like, you know.
Wax.
No, it's not wax. Like the real part.
Oh.
And it'll be like a mistletoe. Come on, Paul's over here tripping.
Paul, man.
It'll be like a wreath. But Santa Claus is not going to buy Paul shit for Christmas. Wow. All right, guys. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. We're wrapping up the podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting Paul mess up the podcast.